Hello, it's Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to talk more about 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Now, when understanding this passage, it will help if we go back to the Old Testament scripture that 1 Peter 2 is referring to. Let me just start by reading 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. It says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." In the last video, I proved that scripture is referring to both Jews and Gentiles by going back to Hosea, going to Romans 9, etc. But also, he makes it clear in that passage that whoever he's talking to were not a people in time past. Of course, we know that the children of Israel have always been a people. The nation of Israel has always been a people. So this is not referring to the nation of Israel. It's referring to believers of both Jew and Gentile. And I proved that in the last video. But let's go back to the source of this quote in Exodus chapter 19, beginning in verse 5. The Bible reads, "Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." So back in the Old Testament, God told the nation of Israel that if they would keep his covenant, they would be a peculiar people, they would be a holy nation, and they would be a nation of priests or a kingdom of priests. In 1 Peter 2, that's exactly what he says unto believers, that we are. We are a peculiar people. We are a holy nation. We're a royal priesthood or kingdom of priests. So it's clear that 1 Peter 2 is quoting from Exodus chapter 19. And notice that Exodus 19 makes it clear that these promises only apply unto the children of Israel if they keep his covenant. Well, we know that they did not keep his covenant because in Hebrews chapter 8, the Bible tells us, "They continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord." So in the Old Testament, God had a covenant or an agreement or promises unto the nation of Israel that had some ifs associated with them. If you continue in the covenant, if you obey my voice. We know from Hebrews, we know from reading the Old Testament, that the children of Israel broke that covenant, did not hear his voice, did not obey him, and because of that, the Bible told them, you know, that the kingdom of God would be taken from them and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, he tells us who that holy nation is, that peculiar people. It's those who in time past were not a people. It's just a nation made up of all believers that now comprise the people of God in the New Testament. The nation of Israel is no longer regarded as God's chosen people. They no longer are that holy nation. They are not the peculiar people. They are not a kingdom of priests. Show me the priests today. They don't have priests offering sacrifices today. They are a synagogue of Satan that's run by rabbis and so forth. And so to say that the children of Israel are still a chosen people or a set-apart holy nation is to deny Scripture, because in order to be called the holy nation, they had to continue in the covenant. They broke the covenant. They are no longer God's chosen people.